Hello and welcome to Mailbox Radio Prague's weekly listeners' letters program. Stephen Bell from Canada keenly follows Radio Prague's news about the animal kingdom.
I'm writing to express my congratulations on the new baby gorilla that was born. Another wonderful addition once again to the zoo and to the public who frequent the zoo. Hopefully the gorilla enjoys growing up in the zoo and also learns all the things that gorillas learn in captivity well. Happy thoughts to the mother and to the zoo and staff, and may more wonderful creatures of the wild kingdom come into this world, and the readers of Radio Prague enjoy the wonders of newborns in this world as much as I do in all types and species.
Lily Aylon from Israel responds to a recent current affairs story.
Some time ago, in one of your emailed daily news reports, you mentioned a recently published book containing pictures of resistance posters against the communist regime. Would you be good enough to give me the title, publishers, and cost of the book so that I can order it? Thank you very much, and good luck on the elections.
The book is called Plakaty Sametové revoluce, or Posters of the Velvet Revolution. A link to the publisher's e-shop is included in our email reply. Rassan Ben Brahim from Tunisia would like to know,
how many tourists come to your country?
According to data released earlier this year by the Czech Republic's tourism agency Czech Tourism, 6,081,244 foreign tourists visited the country last year, an 8.5% decline from 2008. The figures looked rather bleak in the first quarter of 2009, when the decline was 17% compared to the same period in the previous year. But they gradually picked up until in the last quarter, the year-on-year decline was just 3.5%. The largest number of tourists came from Germany, almost 1.5 million, followed by the UK, Italy, Poland and Russia, with over 300,000 each. This year, a slight revival is expected. And who knows, maybe you and your spouse, partner or friend can feature in that list of foreign visitors this year, as Radio Prague gives you a unique chance to win a free trip to Prague with its annual listeners' writing contest. This year, its theme is literature. All you need to do is write a few sentences on this subject. Which Czech writer or literary work do you like best and why? The person who sends in the best answer, which will be chosen by a specially appointed jury, will win a week-long stay for two in Prague. There will also be prizes and souvenir items for runners-up. The best answers will be featured in our program and published on our website, radio.cz, on the last weekend of June. Your entries should reach us no later than June the 15th, 2010, at the following addresses: Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague 2, Czech Republic, or via email at cr@radio.cz. The main prize is being sponsored by Park Hotel Praha. Park Hotel Praha offers visitors a blend of comfort and history, quality and modern design, with an easy reach of the city center. There are no strict rules as to the word count, but for inspiration you can take a look at last year's competition results on our website. And as every month, you can take part in our little monthly quiz, which also has a literary theme. This month, we would like you to tell us the name of the Prague-based author born in 1917 in Slovakia, whose book was made into a movie that won an Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film in 2008. You have until tomorrow, that is May the 31st, to send us your answers to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. Those are also the addresses for your letters and reception reports. Thanks for listening today, and until next week, take care.